Our proverb this week is out of chapter 28, verse 2. New Living Translation says this: when there is moral rot within a nation, its government topples easily. But with wise and knowledgeable leaders, there's stability. God invented the second chance. God has a heart's desire for our values, to have God values instilled in our heart. And it talked there about Proverbs: a nation is no more stable than its people and its moral commitments in their moral communities. And I said all that to say this today, because I think it's a wake-up call with Israel being invaded by hostile people who just want to kill and destroy. And we live in a country that is just unbelievable. We have freedoms, and that's why we claim to be an exceptional country. Not that we're better than anybody else, but we honor individual freedoms. And that's what Proverbs is talking about. I think we need to have a wake-up call. That's my humble opinion. I say all these things because I love you all. I'm concerned for the church, and it's something we really need to think about. Churches, neighborhoods, businesses, cities, nations, all of these are merely clusters of people who choose to live either godly lives or corrupt lives. Scripture often places additional responsibility upon leaders for setting the tone in their circles of influence. The influencers now is what we call leaders, who is affected by the choices that we are making today. And, you know, we can agree to disagree. My Christian philosophy is simply that. We can agree to disagree without being disagreeable, but we can still love, because we're not going to all like the same thing. Judy and I like Frosties, but they didn't have chocolate yesterday, so we had to get a pumpkin spice, and it was horrible. The same with vanilla chocolate ice cream. We all like ice cream, at least I do, but we don't always agree on the same flavor, but we like ice cream. So, if we love, we like love, we like relationships, we can agree to disagree, but still love. That's what makes relationships strong.